Hey everyone, thank you so much for joining the Think Realty podcast. It's my privilege to host you today, the founder of Think Realty. Started Think Realty in 2013 to really help bring content, information, news, and data to the real estate investor. As a real estate investor myself, I own over 4,000 doors. I'm passionate about this industry and passionate about bringing great people and great content to you to help you succeed in this space. Before I jump into our awesome guest today, I want to say a quick thank you to our podcast sponsor, which is Real Property Management. Working with the right property management company can put more money in your pocket, not less. Real Property Management provides a higher standard of property management to make sure you're maximizing the return on your investments. Experience the real difference with Real Property Management. Visit Real Property MGT. That's Real Property MGT. com. Our guest today is a good friend, and he's actually part of another group that many of you have heard me talk about at length, and that's the American Association of Private Lenders. John Santilli has been a part of that group for quite a while, has been a friend for quite a while, and he is the owner of Rehab Financial Group. John, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Appreciate the input.
How is it super cold in Philadelphia right now?
We have ice just about everywhere right now.
Yeah.
Ice and leftover snow.
From my college days, I do not miss winter in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's we've gotten lucky the last couple of years, but this year's been starting out with some cold weather.
For sure. Yeah, there on the water, it gets pretty cold. I remember when it finally turned like springtime in Philadelphia. As a college student, it was amazing, right? It felt so much better. And then spring and summer in Philly is incredible. But anyways, well, cool. Well, so obviously this marketplace that we're in today is changing. It was very, very tumultuous over the past 2 years. It's super volatile. Rates have been changing. Things have been moving. Housing values have undulated. How are you feeling so far about 2024? Are you feeling optimistic? Do you still feel like we'll have a little bit of a lull for a little while? But how are you feeling about the current marketplace?
I think it's dynamic. I mean, that's one word for it. I think that my expectation right now is that we're going to look a lot like 2023. I think that we're all feeling a little bit of investor frustration in general. Mm-hmm. From the loans that are on our portfolio in our books right now to the loans that they cannot find, the properties that they cannot get into. But I think that in general, I think the market, everybody's hungry. I mean, everybody's hungry. Of course, lenders are all out there trying to make sure that we offer the best products that we possibly can for folks and make sure that we're staying as competitive as possible with one another. But in addition to that, the investors are hungry. They're looking hard for those houses, and we're seeing tougher properties, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you primarily lend just in the Northeast, or how broad do you lend?
So we offer loans in 38 states, but yes, we are primarily east of the Mississippi, up and down the northeastern, seaboard and stuff like that. We do a large concentration of our business in the Pennsylvania marketplace, and then probably a lot in New Jersey, Delaware, Florida, et cetera.
The question that everyone's asking, because the Fed has kind of baited us a little bit into maybe believing that we're going to see some movement in the interest rates, not upward for the first time in quite a while, but maybe downward. What are your thoughts there, and how does that affect the private lending industry?
Great question. I think that, I'm not expecting anything revolutionary here. Mm-hmm. I think that it's going to, kind of get, as it gets closer to the election, I think that we'll see the rates drop for sure. I think that, I know my partners, we talk about this often, and, what do we think is going on? I think we're going to stay steady for a little while. Mm-hmm. I think that you're going to see some pulsing in the market. I think that we all will hope that we have some room. But if the prime Fed rate does not move, I think that's where we stay for a while.
Sure.
I think that we're all, like I said in the very beginning, I think that we are all starting to be ultra competitive. People are thinning their margins as much as they possibly can, trying to create great value to the investors, but it's tough. I think we're going to be here for quite some time still.
Sure. Yeah. And there's a lot of factors at play, right? I mean, housing inventory is still low. We've got less than 2.5 months of housing inventory sitting on the marketplace currently. We haven't seen housing values really diminish that much, especially in hot investing markets. And like you said, there's just a lot of competition out there for great deals, both on the lending side and on the acquisition side. You know, if they're investors, you know, whether they're putting money in through a private lender or they're actually taking down the deal themselves on the equity side, it's just a really difficult marketplace, mainly because of the inventory. Your thoughts on that? You feel like that is the driver of what's making it difficult today?
Yes, I think that there's a couple different things. Obviously, the fact is that we all have some higher liquidity standards in place right now, just to kind of protect us, protect the investor as well. I think that the lack of housing is tough. I mean, the fact is that I think some of the statistics that I've heard is that 93% of all households have rates under 6%. A third of households have rates underneath of 3%. To leave that house that you're in right now to go find another house is just very difficult. So the inventory in our market is really tough. And I think that the houses that are left over are ones that need greater rehab as well. So I think that the experienced people are coming in, but they're cautious. They play true to their margins, you know, as much as possible. I think that the big shift that I've seen since I came into this space, I will say to you that when I came into the space, it was almost all fix and flip. It was almost all fix and flip. Now you're seeing a lot of buy and hold because of the rental, you know, the rental rates being as high as they are as well. So I definitely think it's a challenged marketplace. I think that for the investor, if you're not going upstream to find properties, and you don't have a skill set to go upstream to find properties, that makes it even more challenging.
Obviously, Think Realty is a real estate investor platform. We also have the American Association of Private Lenders. What's interesting to me is how many real estate investors have their eyes up, kind of looking at the private lending space because they're struggling to find deal flow, you know, especially the passive investors. The passive investor, they could kind of do JVs and partner with people and get their money to work through real estate, are really having a hard time finding access to deals. With the movement in the marketplace, is it time for some of these passive real estate investors to really partner up with a private lender and kind of go that way? Because it's difficult, and you know, and these guys that are like the really good real estate investor that's tried and true, has a model, is finding off-market deals, has been consistent, they're tough to compete with today. And so does the private lending industry kind of create that outlet for a lot of passive investors?
We try to create value as much as possible to our real estate investors. Our core competency is not helping them find deals per se. Of course, you know, with some distressed type properties, any properties that are, you know, struggling to move along, we'll make introductions wherever we possibly can to help them out. But I think that the best thing that we try to do to help the passive investor is to make connections wherever possible. I think that we're always open for good conversation, but right now is not the time for us to take extraordinary risk as well.
There's a lot of conversations happening right now, especially in the multifamily space, with a lot of assets that aren't necessarily distressed. They're just kind of midstream, right? You know, you've got assets that were taken down with some, you know, equity investors. They've got a bridge loan. Now they're kind of through that process and they're moving towards more of a long-term financing solution. Or maybe it's a single family, it's in the same exact space, and they're struggling to find the long-term financing solution. Is there opportunity in that gap right there? I mean, it's like it seems like there's a lot of property sitting there and kind of that like bridge loan that is either struggling or non-stabilized versus like creating more of a product or a gap in there? Do you have any thoughts in that space?
Sure. So our core competence is going to be more on the short term than it is the long term. However, we align ourselves with plenty of long-term lending partners as well. What we try to do as a service to our investors with both sides of that coin is this. You said it, the stabilized bridge loan or loans that have a great sponsor behind them. And they're looking for, hey, listen, if the rates are going to drop towards the second half of this year, is now the time to get into maybe a 12-month term stabilized bridge type of a loan or a short-term loan to help out between now and then as the markets loosen up a little bit more? We definitely still see the long-term partners still tight, especially in the multifamily mixed-use space. However, there's definitely opportunities for those that are good borrowers that are experienced borrowers. I mean, if you effectively qualify for a conventional type of a loan, you definitely qualify for plenty of the opportunities in the space here as well.
Sure. Yeah, which is great news for a lot of real estate investors. I think a lot of real estate investors have used their cash for so long, and now are looking for new opportunities and really should be considering what a private lender or a partner in private lending could do for them. We have a lot of cash buyers out there in the Think Realty, kind of sphere out there, and I like seeing them when they're partnering up. Number one, it reduces their risk a little bit. It also diversifies their cash, and typically it spreads it out over more assets than just a single asset, which is great because now they can do more with less. So obviously, you feel like the markets maybe will stabilize a little bit. Kind of, we'll see a lot more of the same. The election cycle, let me kind of just throw a scenario out there, kind of last question. Election cycle kind of churns, interest rates go down. The big issue is inventory still. Housing market maybe continues to increase in value. And we still have a third of the population that can't put a down payment on a house, even though their W-2 job says they can afford the mortgage, right? Does this mean that we're in one of the biggest kind of curves for the build-to-rent space that is going to be created here? Or is that why there's so much, emphasis on buy and hold? I mean, don't you kind of see that wave coming and feel like at some point we're going to have to get a hold of that, ahead of that, and find the opportunity in it?
I think the answer is 100% yes. I mean, I think we see on a regular basis that the younger generation cannot afford properties just because your income is not growing as much as the housing cost is growing. That's just clear. I think that, from an investor perspective, I think building a portfolio was never more ripe than right now. I mean, I think that if you go into the market a little bit different of a headset. I mean, Eddie, you've been around for a while. I've been around for a while. 2008, 2010, 2015, you can buy and flip properties pretty easily. Right now, I think it's a better time to buy and hold. I think sell with opportunistic, mindset. And if the value is up in that area and you can get a great return on it, then go ahead and flip it. But the buy and hold model right now, I think, is a great time for the buy and hold model for
Yeah.
sure.
Awesome. Very, very good. John, how can they get a hold of you if they want more information on Rehab Financial Group?
Rehabfinancial.com is the best way to get a hold of us. I mean, again, we are a short-term lender. We offer all different types of loans. Our specialty is the 100% financing that we offer, which is 100% of the purchase and rehab up to 70-75%, depending upon what your qualifications are. And we do that 1 to 8 as a standard, 1 to 8 units as a standard. And then we offer all of the other products that are out there, the ground up financing, stabilized bridge, et cetera. But I
Awesome.
think that the best way to get a hold of us is at rehabfinancial.com. And thank you again. I really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, John, for being a part of the podcast. Really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. You too.
One more quick thank you to our podcast sponsor, which is Real Property Management. Real Property Management will help you work with the right property management company that can put more money in your pocket, not less. Real Property Management provides a higher standard of property management to make sure you're maximizing the return on your investment. Experience the real difference with Real Property Management. Visit Real Property MGT. That's realpropertymgt.com. And before I wrap up the show, I want to put a quick plug in for our Phoenix Think Realty Conference and Expo we have coming up on March 28th and 29th in the Phoenix market. It's going to be an amazing event. We have not been on the West Coast for a Think Realty Conference in quite some time, and we know that we're going to come back with a vengeance. It's going to be an amazing show because we have some phenomenal speakers and content already prepared for you. If you're curious about other ways to invest in real estate, there are probably somewhere between 15 and 20 different ways you can invest in real estate, and we have all of them there to try to help you understand strategies, give you some tips, some tricks on how to do that, understand the marketplace. If you need to source capital, capital will be there. If you need to source deals, deals will be there. If you need to just have information on property management or whatever it is, we will help you on that journey. So make sure you make plans to visit us in Phoenix on the 28th and 29th. And as always, as a thank you for being a part of the podcast, we give a buy one, get one free for you listeners out there by just going to thinkreality.com/events. Click on the event link, go to Phoenix, and put in the keyword podcast, all capital letters, podcast, and it'll give you a buy one, get one free on tickets. And I am excited to see you in Phoenix. If you haven't picked up the latest Think Realty magazine, go to Barnes & Noble, pick it up there, or go to thinkreality.com and subscribe. Have it brought to your doorstep and make sure you read it cover to cover every single month because it's amazing. Have a great day. Thanks so much for joining. We'll see you next time.